When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. Well, I've been a little busy lately. As some of you may have noticed, I haven't been on the Twitters as much as usual, and I've been slow to respond to emails, and the Art and Story episode for this week is not yet up, because scheduling things is becoming more and more problematic as we get closer and closer to the Up Fair, which by now many of you have heard us talk about ad nauseum. It's a couple weeks away, and the funny situation I found myself in is that as I'm finalizing everything for the Up Fair, or helping to anyway, because, you know, it's a lot of co-organizers all doing quite a lot of work to make this event the best it can be. I'm beginning organization of Kids Read Comics 2011. And we're doing an awful lot to reimagine Kids Read Comics again. Not that there was anything wrong with past years per se, but I always got an eye on adding new things to it year after year. And it's only 2 years old. So, I mean, we've got, you know, we're still in that kind of embryonic stage where we're trying to, like, find out what this thing is going to turn into. So it's fun. It's a fun part of the organization process right now, sort of saying, what else can we do in order to find the shape that it needs to be? And without going into too much detail, because I've been talking about this a little bit on Art and Story Extreme and a little bit on Art and Story, we're looking to do... What's the mission of Kids Read Comics? Okay, let's start with the basics, because this is like how I like to work, is I like to stand 1,000 feet out, look at what the thing is supposed to be doing, what it's supposed to be achieving, what the story is about, and then work my way in. And the whole thing is to get more people to enjoy and read and appreciate comics. And then the second mission is to appreciate and understand that libraries are a resource where you can get more comics. Okay, so we've been doing that so far. But a really interesting aspect of Kids Read Comics is the teaching. I'm not going to say that we were the first to do this. There are plenty of other conventions and conferences that have been doing this before, but when it comes to comics conventions, it's comparatively rare to find that hands-on workshops led by the cartoonists to attend. That's a relatively unique feature to the comics convention. And if anybody's listened to the Comics Are Great episode 5 that I just posted recently on comicsaregreat.com, there was a panel discussion with me and Dan Merritt at the Detroit Fanfare event, where we kind of even touched on the idea of even getting rid of the name convention altogether for a lot of reasons. But okay, going back to teaching, I posted in the forum a little rumination that I've been having about the role of webinars, because it's getting easier and easier to do. And I just kind of threw out, I figured because you guys are the ones who enjoy our content enough to subscribe to it, you'd be the perfect group to ask what would be a workshop. If you could take a workshop in your town, what would be the workshop you'd most want to take? And then maybe start to look at designing some webinars, web conferences, web classes to do through the Art and Story site, through the Art and Story brand. And that's part of a larger idea that I've been thinking about more and more, is this idea of knitting this sort of channel into Kids Read Comics. So it's not just about getting the public engaging in more comics and promoting libraries, but also how can we use this event to sort of nurture and train a group of cartoonists to go out and sustain this mission by teaching all over the country, all over the world even. One of the really fascinating things that we discussed at some of our recent meetings was franchising Kids Read Comics, so that on the site there would be a packet you could download, a PDF with all the materials, all the art files, all of the organizational things that we've developed over the last few years. So if you are at a library or a school or some kind of institution that that children flock to, you can set up something like this on your own. But that raises another problem that I've talked about in the past. Where do you find teaching artists? Where do you find cartoonists who are active and engaging presenters and teachers? That's not as easy to find. You can find cartoonists just about in any state to come to your event for free. That's easy enough. But finding ones that are really good at dealing with the public and being good what am I trying to say, leaders in promoting the art form to the general public. That's another thing altogether. And so one of the things, this ties into what I was talking about with like this webinar thing, is one of the things we're playing around with is leading free workshops online for guests of the show. So like, let's say you're a Jonathan Rector who's coming all the way from Canada to be a part of KRC 2011. In the months leading up to the show, we would offer free online comics classes to teach him. Not that I say, I'm just using him as a name just picked out of a hat just to give him a little plug, right? I'm not saying he's a bad teacher. I don't know. I've never seen him teach. Well, actually, I've seen Scribbles with Jonathan, his YouTube show, and it is good. So, okay, maybe he's a bad example. But anyway, like I said, name out of a hat. So you would be able to participate in a workshop where you learn like classroom management and teaching skills from me and other teachers. Also, how cool would it be if we had online courses, webinars, where we bring in a fleet of different people to come in to train how to organize and structure your table design? You know, we just did the APE report with Kevin, and every time we talk about conventioning, there's a new aspect to tabling that I never considered before. And it'd be cool to put together like sort of like a little mini course, like an hour-long course on bringing in guest artists to come on and share a few thoughts on setting up your table, what kind of products to carry on your table, and how to engage with the public, how to break the ice, and how to be more friendly with the public to work alongside of this class about how to lead a comics class. So in other words, this would be a convention where you get the table for free and we provide the resources you need to have the best possible experience tabling, where you can sell a lot of your materials, where you can represent comics in a fun and engaging way, and you'll feel equipped to lead a class for the public as well, at least have some kind of training. And then this leads to a whole other level where by doing this and by tabling at Kids Read Comics and by going through this sort of curriculum, if you want to call it that, we would have a sort of ersatz means of vetting teaching artists to say, this person has taught at Kids Read Comics at this event, and you can put that on your resume to take it and go forward with your own teaching arts career, to go out and do more teaching in your neck of the woods, wherever you come from in the United States. And so that ties in very nicely with this idea of a franchising Kids Read Comics and spreading the brand and the mission all across the nation and potentially, crossing my fingers, the world. But also it trains a whole fleet of teaching artists and creates a central database of teaching artists that people can locate. So it's like, I'm at a library, I'm in Minnesota someplace. What artists are nearby who I can contract to come and lead a comics workshop for me? Oh, well, here's so-and-so from Minnesota. They went to Kids Read Comics last year. Kids Read Comics vouches for them. They said they did a good job. Here's maybe a video clip of them in action from Kids Read Comics 2011 or 2012. Boom, now we've got this great, we've got this third channel of the overall mission of the thing to not only promote comics locally, but promote it in a sustainable way that other people can pick up the ball and run with it and take it elsewhere. I love this idea of open sourcing Kids Read Comics and extending the brand, I guess, but more in a sort of a 21st century kind of honest way of opening up and letting people do what they want with it. And yes, it's got our logo on it and whatever, but even opening it up so where people can put their own art on it. So like, here's the KRC logo, here's the characters that we use on all of our branding, but feel free to create your own. Get your local artists to participate in that. That's a really interesting idea. And this leads me to the big thought of the day for me, is that I've been thinking more and more about this idea of using web video conferencing to do more robust, I don't want to say training or teaching, although that's kind of what it is, but professional development for us cartoonists. What again, going back out 1,000 feet, what are we doing with Art and Story? We are having conversations about the subjects in a way that we enjoy doing it. And as a result of that, this is the tagline we developed over the years, is we're digging deep into the craft of making comics. And as Mark says in the intro, we're going to hit every angle of making comics. Every angle, meaning publishing, pre-press, story creation, character design, and advocacy, evangelization, tabling, marketing, etc. So why not take some of this expertise that we've been aggregating over the years and start developing it into something a little bit more robust and interactive and hands-on? As I've said before in the past, one of the chief shortcomings of podcasting is it's broadcasting. It's just me saying something and you listening to it. And yes, there's interactivity. There's much more interactivity than there's ever been before in the world of broadcasting. But let's see if we can take it one more step. That's interesting to me. And it sort of ties into what we've been developing with these shows, things like The Upfair and Kids Read Comics over the last couple of years, is this idea of opening up and sharing information in an interactive and rich way. So that's something I'm very interested in, and but I'm not in any hurry to start rolling this out on the Art and Story site. The things I've been throwing into the forum are very preliminary for now, and I'm open to finding something that, I mean, just because it's a class or a workshop doesn't mean that it has to follow the rules of traditional classes and workshops. You know, I mean, something that even like popped into my mind is even treating it like a writer's group, like a sort of an informal get together of a certain group of people. They all sign up for a certain time range, you know, certain like from this date to this date, and you just get together with projects that you're working on, sort of like a Your Comics from the Ground Up writer's group, and you just meet together, go over each other's pages together, and discuss what's being done, giving each other insights, tips, and reactions to what is being created amongst yourselves. Things like that, just seeing how can we reinvent this idea of sharing information, teaching information, training. And how can we use some of how easy it is to use video conferencing now to maximize the experience for everybody? And this is where I'm inevitably headed with this. This is my like couple years down the road kind of pie in the sky idea. Is after developing these shows, why not extend it out into a virtual convention? That's something we've talked about before. It's something I'm very interested in pursuing in the future. It's something that, if some plans go through the way I hope they do with KRC 2012, we'll be a little bit closer to. Why am I sharing all this on Thunder Punch Daily? Why am I not talking about comics? Well, I think I am kind of talking about comics. But anyway, why am I sharing this? Because I want to open this up to your input and I want to get your take on this. I've talked with a couple of you guys privately about this and I've gotten some interesting reactions from you guys, and I just want to take this discussion and turn it over to the forum now and see if we can get a ball rolling on some brainstorming ideas for this, and see if we can create some new ways to start using video and live video and interactive video to create some more robust events online to explore these concepts that we've been talking about in the Art and Story Show. So, as Mark would say, think about it. So, who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really could not do this without you. Thank you guys once again, over and over again. And I will be documenting very soon my first foray into advertising. We're coming close to our payout time of the month for the Art and Story Supreme content. And once I take that income from Art Story Supreme and turn it over to some advertising strategies, I'm going to be documenting like what the results are in terms of what kind of return we get on what services I use and what kind of banner ads I use. And thank you guys very much for the input that you've been giving. George Ward, thank you very much for posting some very interesting thoughts on advertising strategies. Thank you, Casey Van Heis, for giving me some one-on-one consultation during an office hours recently. Thanks to everybody for the input that you've been giving on that thread in the forum. So, okay, I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody,
being the most powerful man in the universe isn't all that makes He-Man such a great hero. Being strong is fine, but there's something even better. In today's story, He-Man used something even more powerful than his muscles to beat Skeletor. You know what it was? If you said his brain, you were right. And just like a muscle, your brain is something you can develop to give yourself great power.